If you're a barbell coach or trainer interested in learning more about the mechanics of lifting, or struggles with programming a client through pain to peak performance, or communication skills to effectively gather intel on your client's previous injuries, this podcast is for you. The Alinea Coaches Podcast exists to elevate strength and conditioning coaches, as well as personal trainers to the highest degree. Co-hosts and barbell coaches turned doctors of physical therapy, William Mills and Joey Rosie, interview coaches and trainers from around the globe on improving mechanics, communication, and programming to better serve their clients as a new line of fitness professional.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Alinea Coach Podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Joey Rosie. I'm William Mills, and you are actually in the right place. We have refocused. Not a rebrand, but a refocus. Joey and I have not been under a rock the past year. We've just been very, very busy. Very busy doing a whole bunch of other stuff. We have separately built two practices, me in Louisiana, Joey in West Palm Beach, Florida. But today we're going to be chatting about what our refocus is going to look like for this podcast and what that's going to look like for you, the listener. So Joey, what are we doing?
So what's up, guys? Will, thanks for having me on here. It seems like it's been a hot minute since we've been on this together, which it really has been, because as he mentioned, we have been out in the groundwork doing a whole lot of things on the back end, so many different levels, connecting with people, et cetera, that let's face it, something took the back burner and this happened to be it. But we're back here. We have
such
a new
life. That's okay.
Streamline where we're going, and we're super pumped about this and super focused on how we can continue down this path. So the path we're really focusing is sort of, as mentioned in the intro, is Alinea Coach Podcast. And that's because we are here to be the coach that helps other coaches, that being strength coaches, barbell coaches, strength conditioning specialists, personal trainers, et cetera. If you are working with an athlete, whether it be one-on-one or in a group or multi, you know, clientele setting, then we're here to help you and how you can help your athletes, your clients in your own area.
And what are the, tell the people about the pillars that we're working on top of. What are our three pillars?
So really with the biggest pillars we have, and what we found when working with a lot of these coaches, really comes down to mechanics, and more specifically, you know, biomechanics, how, you know, clients are moving and how they can perform movements better. Number two is going to be communication, right? And communicating with athletes, with clients, you know, why they're doing something. So a lot of times if we give somebody an exercise to do something, you know, if they don't understand why we're doing that or why we're choosing to do that and give that to them, then they're not going to have necessarily the same understanding and realization of why they should do that. And then third and final is going to be programming. We know as fitness professionals and as healthcare professionals that the bulk majority of people that end up making their way to, you know, our clinics and our treatment tables really come from poor programming. And much of that really comes down to, you know, was the programming, you know, could it have been approved upon from the coach's standpoint, or maybe was the athlete sort of going out on their own and maybe they weren't holding back enough. And that really goes back to, well, was the communication aspect there? And really what we find and what we believe are those three pillars to be the utmost importance as a coach when working with clients, right?
Yeah. It's the basis of how we operate, and it's the basis of what we're having these conversations on with the coaches that we're going to be bringing onto the podcast. So the podcast, we, Joey and I, will be bringing on different coaches and trainers from around the world. We're going to be talking about those three pillars and the positive and negative side of them from the perspective of the coach. So what we're going for is, you know, coach whoever we get on is going to have these three subject matters. We're going to be talking about what they've had a lot of success with individually, as well as what they've found to be super effective. So it's going to be a lot of gold nuggets from people who are already doing things well. And then it's going to be a Q&A style type of approach on the negative sides of things that they've encountered, whether that be personal problems that they've had with either coaching mechanics, communicating certain things. You know, in the new intro, we're talking about bringing a client through programming from they're in pain to bringing them to peak performance. And that is a thing that permeates a lot of the positives and minuses from the conversations that we've already had with coaches on things that they've had a lot of success with, as well as struggle a lot with. So we're going to be hitting the nail on the head super hard with that one, talking a lot about that topic, as well as spitballing to the other two. It's a equally weighted three pillar system. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You like
sure
that?
Sure does, Captain. I like calling them tripods.
Tripod. Yeah. Or I was thinking about like a stool, but yeah, I prefer tripod. It's a three pillar tripod, like your foot, whenever you're supposed to do anything squat with a barbell. Tripod foot.
That's exactly what I was thinking of.
Yeah. And then I think this goes back to what Joe and I have always been about, in the sense of we want to be forward facing as healthcare providers to the fitness community, because that's where we both started as barbell coaches, as well as barbell athletes. So we have a passion to help those in that community to be on the grounds of what we hold near and dear with the word Alinea, which means a new line. So we're hoping to have a new line of conversation, a new line of podcasting with a new line of fitness professional.
Oh man, that's just, you couldn't have said it any better. You know, like you mentioned, Will and I, we both started on the front lines as fitness professionals. I know I originally debuted when I was like 16 as a, you know, personal trainer, fitness counselor, and it just has grown from there to a, you know, strength coach and to, you know, strength conditioning specialist to actually, you know, a physio. And actually it's almost like going back down to where I'm actually getting much more into the strength and conditioning realm again. And it's actually very exciting because, you know, when you go back to your roots and really, you know, continue and see what got you into all of this, and you still have a love and passion for the thing that first got you into it, it's really exciting. Because even as a therapist, as a physio, I mean, physiology is the biggest component of that. And I think going back to that, it's really exciting. And I'm super pumped to be helping this new wave and this new line of coaches and their new forward thinking that they have when working with their own athletes, their own clients. And I know Will and I mean, we honestly do talk about this every other day and how we geek on it and how we're seeing so much of the change. Because as healthcare professionals and as fitness professionals, we're out there in the front lines on both ends, and we are working with a lot of these people day in and day out. And I'm super pumped to see this new wave of clientele and clinicians and coaches alike all coming in together. And I think it's really changing the game, and I'm super pumped to be a part of it.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff. We're hoping to make the wave as big as possible, especially considering the state of the world right now. You know, we're filming this in the middle of Corona 2020 quarantine. You know, thinking about a lot of what we base our pillars off of is derived from the idea of the sickness wellness continuum, right? So the sickness wellness continuum: sickness, you're sick, wellness on a sheet, all of your lab tests come back within normal ranges, and you're good by that degree. And then fitness is taking it past that. And that's what we do with our clients. It's interesting to see the growing things that we're finding out about Corona. The most recent one, I was talking to my buddy Chad. He's a newly minted resident physician out in New Orleans, about an hour east of where I'm at in Baton Rouge. And, you know, we were just talking about, well, give me some new updates. You know, his wife is an administrator in the big hospital system, and he's saying that it's interesting in the sense that, you know, whenever quarantine was getting bigger, new cases were coming in, the big thing that everybody was saying was, you know, people that are passing away from COVID, the majority have a lot of underlying health problems. The most recent, and correct me if I'm wrong, Joey, because I think I'm right in saying that the most recent thing was about heart problems specifically. And if you as a human have a higher level of cardiovascular fitness, it's a less bumpy ride. Now, that's not to say that being the fittest human ever would prevent you from getting a strange and new virus that potentially takes you out, but it would, in that sense, make you a little bit more resilient, harder to kill, if we're quoting Mark Ripto. So I find it interesting that on the backside of this, my thoughts are that efforts to create a fitter type of human are going to be doubled. You know, the fitness industry is already huge. It's taking a hit right now with all the gyms being closed. A lot of our guests that we've had on the podcast and been recording with are either at a very low level of what they were doing before because of this, because they weren't prepared for virtual, or they're kind of just going along with business as usual and have moved people over to virtual type training. So after the dust clears with this, I have a feeling that there's going to be a huge new refocus type of situation with healthcare and fitness, and we're going to see a lot of changes. So I think the wave is coming regardless. I think things happening across the globe is going to affect that wave. I just want to be riding the wave.
I'm right there with you, man. I think, you know, with COVID-19 right in the heart of it, you know, I think you made some good points, and I've read some mixed reviews and mixed stuff of what you're saying. You know, if you have, or if you are more cardiovascularly inclined in condition, then you're more likely to weather the storm than somebody who isn't. And I think that's true for any of these conditions, but I don't think it makes you immune. Yeah. And I think that's a big thing, that a lot of, you know, data studies and experts out there are saying that nobody is really immune to this under any circumstances. And it is actually,
I didn't mean immune. I just meant on the tail end, like how the body's going to deal with it.
Right. You know, it's crazy because it actually makes me afraid, because although I, you know, take care of myself, I do have asthma really bad. And I know with me, my biggest trigger with asthma is cold. And if I get cold, if I have an asthma attack, which luckily I haven't had one in 10 years, but I remember them like it was yesterday. I mean, it just makes it so incredibly hard to breathe. And what you hear some of these, you know, people, what they say it feels like is it feels like there's glass in their lungs. And I can't imagine. And I remember the most recent asthma attack I had was years ago. My chest was pounding so bad. You could actually see my heartbeat through my chest.
That's aggressive.
Like what were you doing? Shirt, I was sitting in the car. I actually couldn't even drive at the time. My mom picked me up from school and I was like, something's not right. She picked me up. We went to the doctor. We left, I don't even know if it was a pediatrician at the time, but we left and we went to go pick up a prescription. I forget what it was, but they gave it to me. And I told my mom, we were, you know, at, I don't remember if it was like Target, Walmart, Myers, something like that, you know, had a pharmacy. And I told my mom, I was like, we got to go. She's like, what do you mean? I was like, I don't know. Something's wrong. We got to go. I was like, my chest is killing me. And then like, I had her look at it and she, you know, even went to look and she could actually see it pounding. And she ended up calling my aunt, because my aunt used to work in a cath lab, cardiac cath lab. So she had a little bit more experience in this. And she's like, go to the ER. So I went to the ER and they're like, oh yeah, he's having an asthma attack. And I want to say they said my heart rate, it was like 200 and something. I never felt something so nuts. I want to say it was like 203 or 204. And it was pounding so hard for what felt like hours. And I remember I could not get into a comfortable position whatsoever. Like nothing was comfortable until I rolled over and went prone and I laid on my stomach. And I'll never forget that was the only thing that could have, like, give me any sort of relief. And it's crazy because now what we're finding with a lot of these COVID patients that if you get them in that prone position, but they're in more of a peak where their head is actually angled toward the ground, then that's actually helping them with breathing. And as soon as I saw that listed a couple days ago, I instantly remembered. And it took me back and I instantly remembered how awful it was and what that felt like. And I only went through that for, you know, I don't know, maybe a couple hours when it's all said and done. You know, and I used to have to use a nebulizer all the time, and I have one in my house. I have a nebulizer. I have all the things I, you know, would need. And I was just like, wow, I could not imagine if I was somebody who had to, you know, get to a point where they're on a ventilator and how much that just weans you out. So it's crazy. It really is crazy, you know, where we are now and all the things that are happening. And, you know, it's just, it makes you take a step back and, you know, the world right now is literally shutting down. And I know some people don't really understand it. And, you know, I think even personally at times it's hard to fathom that. What world are we in where the whole world is literally shutting down right now? Like, I think we need to like take a step back and say, well, this must be pretty serious if the entire, you know, world is actually taking this serious and things are happening. But it is pretty intense and it is pretty crazy to see, you know, where we are. But at the same time, there is a positive in it. Lets you reflect and self-reflect and spend time to see what are the changes you want to make in your own life and how to move forward with them.
Yeah. Agreed. Both from a personal standpoint, both from a career standpoint. I'm sure it's making a lot of different people question, like, what is their own personal job security in the field that they're in?
I think you made a really good point earlier as far as, you know, I know I sort of went off on a tangent on that whole little story right there, but
that's fine.
You know, you mentioned earlier with where is everything going, you know, with COVID. And I think you're absolutely right. And I've been saying this as well, you know, to my wife and my, you know, close friends and family that when the dust settles, we're going to see some changes. Businesses are going to be fundamentally different, right? Like things that, you know, aren't working right now, they have to adapt. And I mean, that's Darwinism and that's, you know, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because when the dust does settle, we are going to see some changes and we can only hope that, you know, we're out on the other end stronger and better than when we went in.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the idea of adapting works if you have the appropriate mindset to be able to handle the adaptation. And, you know, if you're already the type of person that questions the things that you do already, I don't think it's going to be that hard of a transition. And you're probably handling the adaptive phase of this better than most. So take heart in that. But yeah, I think from a career standpoint and how we operate, you know, with a lot of the gyms moving towards online classes, online programming, I think we're right on the forefront of a new wave of how people are going to be running a gym, as well as how we as fitness professionals are going to be communicating, dealing with, and how we're packaging our services with our clientele. I think the...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, this COVID-19 is really, you know, even if we take a zoom in and take a look at the fitness realm, I mean, we see things like Peloton, we see things like Tonal, and I mean, what's next? I mean, I can only imagine that there's already a bike now that has, you know, a personal trainer there. We have Tonal, which is, if you don't know what that is, it's pretty much a machine that you can hook up to your wall and it can come up with any amount of weight that you need, and you can use it for any different, you know, types of exercise.
Like a Bowflex and, looking thing.
Kinda. And then, you know, if we can make a Peloton in a bike, how long is it going to be till you're going to make a Peloton with a rower or a skier or a, you know, something like a, even a treadmill or something that is just going to adapt.
They have a treadmill.
And, oh, okay. So even then, I mean, like there's so many things. Right. There's so many things that we're seeing that are going to change. And I think when the dust does settle, I think you're going to see the difference, and some people are still going to obviously love that group atmosphere. But yeah. I mean, look at Rogue. Rogue has like made a killing off of this, because how many people are like, you know, now they want a home gym.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know. I mean, it's as coaches, we definitely need to be able to communicate effectively to get the same results from afar that you would in person. And I know you and I both, we have both been helping clients near and far with, you know, means of telecommunications and video chat and through apps like True Coach, Skype, FaceTime, et cetera. And it definitely does have its challenges, right? And it does have its benefits though too. Mm-hmm. But it is one of those things that we, you know, we need to adapt. And I know you and I are both out there trying to do our best in adapting to our current situations.
Yeah. I think part of the adaptation that the trainer is going to face is communicating what the end goal that their client wants to them, in the sense of that packaging. I think bundle packages with in-person sessions, as well as either at home virtual sessions or just at home programming, is about to be huge. And we can definitely talk more about that on the podcast with our guests.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, the more I'm thinking about it and what you were just saying, I was just thinking that, you know, as you were saying, you know, packaging in person and from afar, but really if you as a coach are having difficulty working with clients from afar, or you're having, you know, more of a challenge, you know, I give you the challenge, even when you're in, you know, person, to get better at communicating to where you don't have to demonstrate. Because if you're like me, I jump into demonstrating. I jump into using my hands and giving cues, you know, tactile cues and not just verbal cues. Mm. And really just, you know, reminding them and focusing and changing things around. And it really is different when you can't put your hands on somebody and you can't touch them, you can't demonstrate, and you simply have to use your voice to make sure that the other person on the other end who is receiving the message is getting the same message that you're sending. And you know, it's a challenge. It really is.
For sure.
Because you're taking out one of those barriers. Yeah. So I think it's definitely going to help. And we're going to see some coaches when this is all said and done are going to have to adapt and grow, and hopefully for the better. And they are going to, you know, see that they need to increase their level of communication, and it's only going to help elevate their own status, if you will.
Good stuff. I like it. So wrapping up, we have reshifted the focus of the podcast. We're going to be chatting in future episodes with coaches and trainers from all over. And we're going to be bringing you the goods on what has worked for others, as well as different little tweaks that we want to chat with you to potentially up your game. So if you're a trainer and you're interested in hopping on the podcast, shoot us a message. We're going to put our contact information is always in the bio. You can shoot us an email. You can hop on Instagram and shoot us a DM that way, or you can connect with us. Sorry, the email is info@aliniaperformance.com. And if email or Instagram doesn't work, you can also connect with us on Facebook. We have a Facebook group formerly known as How to Be a Better Coach and Athlete, currently changed to the Alinea Coach Community. We'll drop a link to that in the description. If you want to search that on Facebook, it should come up. The name will be changed by the time this airs. Or you could just click the link in the bio or the description of the podcast episode, and it'll be there. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. We will catch you next week.
Peace out, Cub Scout.
If you're interested in connecting with us and other coaches around the world, just like you, on a more personal level, join our Facebook group, Alinea Coaches Community, linked in the episode description. Also, if you or a friend who is a trainer are interested in joining us in a podcast, shoot us a message after joining. We'd love to chat.